Hello, this is Mimi with Gratitude Groove. We're sharing your daily gratitudes, quirky ideas, happy moments, and positive thoughts is a cool thing to do. Thank you so much for joining me right now. I'm grateful for each and every one of you. Right now, I'm grateful to cup a cup. What am I talking about? Literally cupping a cup. We had some serious snow flurries in Chicago today. And as I was walking to work, I passed by my favorite coffee shop on campus, and I just couldn't wait to reach my destination and heat up my Keurig and have a nice hot cup of coffee or tea and just grasp that mug. Have you ever walked on a cold day and you had a nice mug to warm your hands while you had your gloves on, and it just warmed the rest of your body as you sipped that hot coffee or tea or cider or milk, whatever you had? Well, what I'm talking about, I guess you could say it's kind of like a virtual hug in a mug, and this is where I got the habit. Years ago when I started working on this campus, my boss or supervisor would make this special request every morning. You see, I would make the coffee and the, you know, water for the tea. But he requested that I take his coffee mug and that I put some hot water in the mug and let it sit in the mug for about 30 seconds to a minute. And then dump the water, bring the cup to his office. And he would embrace the mug with his hands, hold that warm cup, and it just seemed to be so soothing to him. And then he would proceed to get up, pour a cup of coffee, and continue the rest of his day. Now, this ritual was quite odd to me, but later on, I understood it. I remember when my parents took me to London, England, and I was introduced to a spot of cream and tea. See, in the United States here, I was used to tea and sugar and lemon and honey, but I had never poured cream in my tea. And oh my God, that cream and sugar, it made it so much better. And then later on as a teenager, my mom had this beautiful Indian coworker. Her name was Asha. She stopped by the house and she made this delicious tea. She boiled milk, added sugar to it, but then she put tea bags in it. And as it steeped, oh, the aroma was so wonderful and filled the room. And that was my first time drinking Indian tea. After that, oh my goodness, I always had to have milk or cream in my tea. And as for coffee, I think my aunts raised me, well, never drink coffee darker than you. Drink it coffee your color. So we always had a little cream and sugar and stirred it till it was just so. I'm not quite the coffee connoisseur, but that's the way I like it. A nice macchiato. And it's literally a virtual hug in a mug. Later on, I remember besides dipping tea bags, and I was an avid tea drinker, but thank God for tooth whiteners too. But also, people would give me loose leaf tea. In the beginning, I didn't know what to do with it. I would get a coffee filter and put a rubber band around it. I'm like, how am I going to steep this? But then I discovered strainers and infusers. Oh my goodness. I would buy the ones that look like fruit or the people hanging on the side of the cup. But at one point I said, instead of buying all these gadgets, why don't we use the infuser we have? And when we wear it out, move on to the next one. So when it comes to your various hot or warm drinks, whether you to make it, dip it, hang it, float it, steep it, boil it, press it, not unless it's chai tea, that's a different method. is my favorite, or bag it, cup it, strain it. The point is, embrace that virtual hug in the mug, because you deserve it. And sometimes you have to do that for yourself. Upon that note, I want to thank you for your listening ear. I hope you have a gratitude gravy remainder of the afternoon or evening. Take care. Until next time, bye-bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.